My name is Sudha and I work at Vision Express in Walton-on-Thames.
Great. So how did you get into optics, Sudha?
I kind of just fell into it, really. I was studying chiropractic and the University of Surrey discontinued the course. I was quite young. I was only 19. I was in my second year of chiropractic and I didn't really know what to do with my life. So I just started working in optics as an OA and really, really enjoyed it. I tried other fields, went into banking and, you know, interior designing, but my heart was really in optics. So I kind of came back into it again. And always wanted to do the DO course, which I'm currently on now. And I'd ideally like to open up my own practice one day as well.
Fantastic. So you mentioned starting off as an OA. That's an optical assistant, for those who don't know. What sort of jobs did you do when you started off as an OA?
So I do all the pre-screening. Again, that was really interesting. Just learning about the equipment, what the results actually mean after doing the pre-screening tests. Then we would go on to obviously hand over to go over to do dispensing. So in the beginning, it was always single vision lenses until I got a bit more confident and I had some internal training to dispense varifocals and more complex lenses, prescription lenses. What I love about optics is it's just such a varied field. You could, be an OA, you could be a receptionist, you could go into dispensing, you could become an optician, you could do lecturing, it's just amazing. It's just, and what I love about the job is it's all-rounded. You've got a bit of everything. You've got a bit of your physics, your sciences, your anatomy, and then you've got your interpersonal skills, your customer service skills, then it's all the medical side of things. It's just so, then you've got obviously some admin stuff, and it's just a well-rounded job, really.
That's fantastic. Amazing. And there's fashion and style as well, exactly. Making people
That's
look
it.
Good.
Yeah, it is. Absolutely.
So yeah. I know that after your in-house training, you also did some studying with Abdo College while you were an optical assistant. Can you tell me a bit about that?
Yes, yes. So what happened is I actually took a 10-year career break, just family planning and stuff, had some kids. So I've only recently come back into optics again because of that career break. The OA course itself was just fantastic because obviously the last time I studied was about 20 years ago or so. So kind of lost touch with basic maths and physics and things like that and anatomy. So that was really, really helpful, just refreshing everything from A-levels and GCSEs. That was really a good refresher because if I didn't do the OA course, I think I would have really had to put in extra work into the DO course. So the basic fundamentals, the foundations of, maths and physics and anatomy was all covered and completed with the OA course, which aids you to do the DO course quite confidently.
So you knew you were in the right place with the right knowledge. And you started the dispensing optician course in October. Is that September?
Yeah. I just finished my first block release, which was absolutely mind-blowing, just very exciting. A lot of information, but in a good way. I just learned so much. I feel like I've already got a qualification after those 2 weeks.
Fantastic. Well, it's great that you're learning so much and you can put it into practice even in
exactly.
the first term.
Yeah, absolutely. It's mind-blowing. I mean, there's so much. I learned so much that to the point where I can just look at someone's lens and know everything about it without looking at records, going to check it on the facimeter. It's just, including like the density of the lens, the refractive index of the lens, what type of a lens it is, it's just phenomenal.
Brilliant.
Prescription, yeah.
That's fantastic. And you mentioned you'd like to run your own practice at some point in the future. That's really exciting.
Yes, definitely. I something not too hardcore intense, because like I said, I've got kiddies and I'm a single mom as well, so it's quite challenging, but that's what's amazing about the course is I'm single mum, two kids. I don't have any help at all. I don't have a nanny or nothing. Working full time and doing this course seemed a bit daunting, but the support I get from the lecturers, the tutors, my supervisor, just Abdo College itself, it's just amazing. It makes it possible. So if people feel, oh, it's too much, you know, it's not. It's really, really not. It's quite, there's a lot of support. And the lecturers at Abdo are just amazing. They're like geniuses. They just, the way they teach and they make everything, you know, make sense. They're really good teachers. So I'm really grateful for that.
That's fantastic to hear, Suda. Well, thank you very much for talking to me. I think, you know, you've given a really good introduction as to how someone can start off as an optical assistant, become interested in what is a fascinating career with many facets, and then go on to study. And you're studying from home, doing it online, and then you have block releases, which does make it flexible, whether you've got family support, whether you're working. You know, it really is a good, flexible career. So if there was one thing you had to say to somebody who was thinking about following the same path as you, what would you say?
I would just say definitely go for it. I mean, there's no harm in having a go, trying. If it's not for you, that's fair enough, but at least you know you've tried, and, you know, and that's the only way you're going to know. But the support is there. You're not in it alone. Definitely not. And I can't really say that for many other careers. But I know that's true because I'm experiencing it myself. And it's fun. It's just a fun career because, like I said, you can go into anything you want to. It's so all well-rounded. It's just, or you could even become a lab technician if you wanted to. You know, I've already started thinking, oh gosh, maybe I should do some hospital work when I qualify as a DO, and I could do this and that and that. And you know, it's so exciting. There's just so many avenues you could go down. So I don't think you'd make a wrong move trying it out, because there's so many different routes, so many avenues you could go down. So it's a win-win, I think, in my opinion.
That's fantastic. It's lovely to hear all that enthusiasm, Suda. And, you know, good luck for your continuing studies.